Hi, I'm Eleanor Boudreau, reporter with WKNL. Lawyers for the Shelby County Commission filed suit to stop all six Shelby County suburbs from holding referendums on whether or not they want to create their own separate municipal school districts. Those referendums are scheduled for August 2nd. I spoke with senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News, Bill Dries. He said the legal challenge isn't a surprise, but the timing is.
It's something that had been talked about, but I think the timing still caught everyone by surprise because we're pretty close to people voting on that ballot question. Early voting in advance of the August 2nd elections starts on July 13th. There are campaign signs up out in the suburbs on these ballot questions, and this legal motion basically would bring all of that to a screeching halt if Judge Hardy Mays agrees to the motion.
What is their objection?
They claim that the set of laws that set up the municipal school districts' origins or how they are formed violate the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause and two clauses in the Tennessee Constitution.
Yeah, and that's basically because the municipal districts look like they would be majority white, whereas the merged district is not going to be majority white.
That is the argument on the U.S. Constitution issues that are at play in this.
And how are the municipal mayors reacting to this?
I don't think they are surprised by it. I think they expected it, but I don't think that they expected it this close to Election Day.
You got to help me clear something up, because there are members of the county commission who are elected by the suburbs and have suburban constituents. So did they sign on to this letter to the court, or did they stay separate from it?
They did not sign on to the letter. What happened was the attorneys for Shelby County government in this case, specifically in the schools consolidation case that was filed in February of 2011, they met with the county commission in private session on Monday, and they told them about this. And basically, no vote was taken, but the attorneys in this case and in similar cases operate on the rules that the attorneys are empowered to do what they think is in the best interest of their clients without their clients having to vote on every move that they make. The commission is divided on this question of municipal school districts, but a majority on the commission have voted, and voted last year actually, to pursue a legal position in court.
So what happens next?
Judge Mays will give the other parties in the lawsuit a chance to respond if they want to. Then he has to make a decision on whether he will grant their motion to actually take up the third-party complaint.
Early voting starts July 13th. Could Judge Mays rule before then?
Don't know. If he does not and voting begins, there is a part of the request of the legal motion that says that the votes would not be counted or certified.
Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, wknofm.org.